Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The academic community also weighing in on the major developments on Capitol Hill as Congress weighs a $700 billion bailout proposal from the Bush administration and specifically the Treasury Department. Of course, at stake is shoring up the nation's financial institutions and infrastructure, which has taken a beating over the past several months from Bear Stearns to IndyMac Bank to Lehman Brothers collapsing, Merrill Lynch being bought out by Bank of America, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac collapsing as well as the situation involving the AIG insurance company. In terms of the federal government's bailout plan, University of Washington finance professor Robert Higgins says the government had to do something.
In my judgment and those of experts in the Treasury, the financial markets in the U.S. were in a panic state late last week.
But Professor Higgins adds that the chance of inflation rising are remote, in his opinion, because the people who receive the federal money aren't in the mood to spend it.
Money's being stuffed under mattresses and put in other highly liquid assets. So I don't see in the short run there's going to be any increase in demand, which would lead to inflation.
Down day on Wall Street and a big up day, unfortunately, for oil. The Dow Jones Industrials Index was down more than 370 points at the closing bell on Wall Street, reflecting investor fears about the possible impact of the government's massive bailout plan. S&P 500 down 47 points, the NASDAQ off 94 to close at 2180. The financial bailout would allow the federal government to buy up hundreds of billions of dollars in bad loans at a deep discount from banks, in case you missed our discussion of that a little bit earlier in the program. As far as the reaction to the market drop today, Pete Najarian of OptionMonster.com says the government is clearly on shaky ground.
The volatility index, which is your greatest indicator, has remained above 30%. It actually climbed again today, and it climbed for a lot of good reasons, one of which is just the market not finding its way.
Oil prices soaring, though, on Monday, $15.45 a barrel to close at a $120.92 per barrel. Najarian says the increase is due, in his opinion, to demand and October expiration. But while some are panicking on Wall Street, others say that panic is just about over. Financial analyst Bill Rogers says the market was just finding where it ought to be on Monday.
The worst is over. The shoe to drop, they've already dropped. What we have to do is just see this thing grind out. And one good shot in the arm would be if they could all get together in Congress this week and pass this thing quickly. I think things would stabilize at that point.
Things might not be stable for executive CEOs and their bonuses and bailouts in terms of when their companies go belly up. Emory University finance professor Jeff Rosenzweig says once this reform is done, CEOs could have to accept some difficult changes.
If you run Fannie Mae or you run one of these banks that's getting bailed out by the taxpayer, why should you make $40 million while the taxpayer is taken out of their pocket? So where taxpayers' dollars are now going to be at risk with anything that's being bailed out, those executives will have to bear the burden.
After going back and forth on the issue of government bailouts for the past several days, Republican presidential nominee John McCain says he realizes one of the roles of government is to help Americans survive in situations that they're not responsible for.
The role of government is fundamentally is to help American people when they are into situations that are not of their own making. So certainly I believe in regulation. I spoke out 2 years ago against Fannie and Freddie. I argued against it. I have said corporate greed 4 years ago. I spoke against specific examples and other examples
but
of corporate greed. So I'm very clear in my position.
Senator McCain speaking there on NBC's Today Show. Barack Obama on the campaign trail in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Monday, right where John McCain was late last week. Obama says he's concerned about Main Street as much as he is about Wall Street and probably more.
There's a storm that's overwhelming Wall Street right now on Main Street. There have been quiet storms going on for a very long time. There have been people crying out for a government that's fighting for them for a very long time, and it's fallen on deaf ears, and that's one of the things that we've got to change in this election.
Overseas, Pakistan's entire leadership was supposed to have been in the Islamabad Marriott Hotel when it was rocked by a massive truck bomb Saturday. According to Pakistani officials, the leadership was moved from the hotel at the last moment. International outrage over Saturday's suicide bomb attack has been pouring in. 53 dead, more than 266 were wounded. Rescuers continue to search for the missing in the gutted remains of the hotel. Correspondent Nina Maria Potts has more.
The president, prime minister, and the country's top military chiefs should have been at dinner at the hotel, revealed Rahman Malik, head of the Interior Ministry, saying it was a great catastrophe narrowly avoided. European Union leaders expressed horror at the atrocity, pledging to stand by Pakistan's new civilian government. The EU's External Relations Commissioner, Benita Ferrer-Waldner, called the attack barbaric, saying the perpetrators must be brought to justice. The commissioner went on to say the attack demonstrated the continuing threat of terrorism, pledging the EU's full commitment and support of Pakistan's democratically elected government. Nina Maria Potts, Brussels.
Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, full analysis of the Pakistani terror attack with David Gardenstein-Ross of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. More analysis of what ought to be in the federal bailout package. But when we come back, President Ahmadinejad back in the U.S. What can we expect from the Iranian leader? That's next on Dateline Washington.